Today's daf is daf Samech Ches, as we begin the fourth parak of Masech HaSchulim. So the name of the parak is debatable. I once called this Behema Hamakshe, and someone scolded me. It said the animals don't ask questions. It's Behema Hamakashe, Behemas that have a hard time laylaid. But if you take a look, at least in my Masifta, they says Behema Hamakshe. I don't know what the article says in
the other guys.
Makasha?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Machlok is in the Masifta and the article, Behema Makasha. So since that guy scolded me, I've been calling Behema Makasha. So the Mishnah says
Behema. It does recognize an alternative vowelization.
Okay, very excellent. So I have what to rely on. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Perek begins, Behema Makasha Leleid, if an animal has a hard time giving birth, Vehoti Ha'ubar as Yado, and the fetus inside the animal, it sticks out its leg. So Vehachzira, and then brought the yad back inside the behema, mutter b'achila. So then afterwards it shechted, the animal, the mother shechted, so the uber that's inside is permitted as well. Rashi already refers to what's going to be permitted. What does it mean, mutter b'achila? Does that mean the uber itself? Or does it mean even the yad that came back inside? Will that also be mutter once it comes back inside the mother? So then the Mishnah says, hoti es rosha. Let's say the child, the uber, the vlad, sticks out its head, afa pi shechziro, even though the baby animal puts its head back in, and then the animal, the mother, shechted, hareze kiyolod, that child is, that baby is as if it's born already, and the shechita doesn't work for it. Right, there's halacha, we should backtrack for a second, when the mother is shechted, so any uber that's inside, it's called a ben bakua, that shechita works for the vlad as well, that uber as well. Here the Mishnah is questioning if certain parts of the baby stick its head or arms out, and it goes back in, will that shechita work on that uber, will it work on the hand that's returned back in? So again, the Mishnah says, if the rosh sticks out, if the head of the baby comes out, the rosho is considered as if it was born already, and then the shechita doesn't work, even though it returned its head back inside. So then the Mishnah says further, choseich me'uber shebimeyeha muta b'achila. Let's say, while the uber is inside the cow, and someone cuts off different parts of the body of the uber, but that remains still inside the mother, when the mother shechted, all those limbs of the uber are permitted as well, because they remained inside. Minatchul, minatklayos aser. But if, let's say, you shecht some of the cow now, the mother itself, not the uber, now we're changing focus. Cut off the tchul, which we said with the spleen, or the klayos, the kidneys, and they remain inside, actually those are going to be usher, those parts will be usher. So even though you have an uber whose parts are floating around, that is permitted through the shechting of the mother, if they're parts of the mother that are detached, remaining inside, that's usher to eat after shechita. The Mishnah says, Zeh klal, this is the rule, davar shegufa usher, v'sheino gufa mutter. That which is part of the cow, the mother itself, and is detached, is usher to be eaten through shechita. But that which is not part of the mother, namely the uber, even though it's cut up in pieces, will be mutter, is permissible to be eaten after the mother's been shechted. So this is a very confusing Mishnah. The entire parak is quite confusing. Just look at Rashi for a second. The last Rashi in the Mishnah says, Aser b'achila. He's going on when you cut the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, and then you shecht it while those organs are inside, you can't eat it. Aser b'achila. V'yafa pishe nicho b'behema, even though the spleen is floating around inside the mother, or the kidneys are floating around detached inside the mother. Lohutter b'shchita, so shchita doesn't work for it. It's not matter. Why? L'hacha nakit tchul v'klayos mishum demide delo mitar. Because removing the spleen won't render the animal trefa, because had it rendered the animal trefa, the shechita won't help anymore. So these are certain parts of the animal where if you detach it, it will still remain a non-trefa. The Rashba does point out, however, this is not agreed upon by everyone. The Gemara earlier, a couple weeks ago, we learned it's a machlok, is whether or not when you detach the spleen, whether the animal is a trefa or not a trefa. Rashi assumes, like the second answer to that Gemara, that detaching the spleen does not render the animal a trefa. So that's the Mishnah. Say again? Ben Mekur does not. Ben Midiraisa doesn't require. Midiraisa, if you shecht a mother and there's a live animal inside, you could eat it, there's no problem at all. But the Pesach Tshuva writes Midirabanan, one should shecht it anyways because of Maris Ayin. But Midiraisa is completely permitted.
Right.
Yeah.
Have we never seen any, like, in history where people had, like, a...
I have no idea. I'm not sure. I don't know.
There was a news report there in Australia a year or two ago of somebody was trying to create a whole flock of Ben Pakuas. Uh-huh. If Ben Pakua grows up and then uh-huh. has children, I think there are also
yeah.
certain sheep is also a Ben Pakua.
We'll discuss that.
So this guy wanted to take some Ben Pakuas and make a whole flock of Ben Pakuas, and the shechita would not be necessary.
No, but not true, because in the end of the day, the Pesach Yeshua is still Paskins, Midir Rabbanan, you still need to have it. That's why I came up with all these shilas of the DNA producing animals in the lab. Machlok is whether you require shechita. If it was never born, but you scientists create an animal, they create meat in a lab, do you have to shecht it or not? Exactly. So that's the whole discussion. I discussed this a couple months ago in the shir, but in the end, everyone assumes that you need to shecht it for sure. The question is whether that's a shechita midiraisa or that's a shechita midirabanan. The question of the science lab created meat, is that considered a real meat midiraisa? It's only meat midirabanan because it looks like meat. But in the end of the day, this animal has to be shechted halacha l'maisa regardless. So Gemara now says, Amar of Yehuda Marav, ve'ever atzma aser. So we're going back on the Mishnah where the animal, the child, the calf, let's call it the calf, we're talking about a cow, for example, the calf sticks out its hand, it sticks out its leg and brings it back inside. That, although when the shechit on the mother works for the calf, it doesn't work for the aver, that limb that left the mother, even though it's brought back in, is aser. My time, what's the reason, says the Gemara, Damar Krala Pasek says, Ubasar besad the trefa, lo sochelu, that if a basar went into the field, it's a trefa, and you're not allowed to eat it. Meaning what? Kevin shiyotza basar chutzal mechitzaso, it left the mechitza of the mother, the rechem of the mother, it went to the tzadeh, went to the field, it went outside, that is considered an eser. That's the drasha that's learned, that aver is going to be aser. That's the din. There is a machlokus in the Rishonim here. What is the nature of eating this aver? Is that considered aver minachai? Because the shechting doesn't work for this animal, only works for the parts of the animal that remained inside, but that which left, shechita doesn't work, so that's considered aver minachai? Or is it, as the Pasuk says, it's a din of a trefa? The Rambam says, the Pasuk calls it a trefa. Ubasar basar the trefa, lo sochelu. So the Rambam and the Rivet think it's an iser of a trefa, while Rashi actually writes an iser aver minachai. What's a nafkamina? Where the Ben Noach is allowed to eat it. A Ben Noach is not allowed to eat aver minachai, but a Ben Noach may eat trefa. So that would be the halacha. Can they eat such a limb of an animal that stuck its foot outside and brought it back in afterwards? So the Gemara now says, Tanan, quotes a Mishnah. They're going on this point of whether or not that aver that left and came back inside, we said above that it's going to be aser. So Gemara says, Tanan, our Mishnah right here on Tameches tells us, Behema Hamakshah, Behema Makasha, however you want to read it, Leilad, it's having a hard time giving birth. Behotzi ha-uber as yada, and the uber sticks its hand outside, the chzira brings it back in, mutar b'achila. So what's mutar b'achila? It's unclear from the Mishnah. My lava uber is not saying let's keep a line?
No, my lava
aver. Oh, I said aver, thank you. My lava aver is not talking about the aver with an aleph, that the aver is permitted to be eaten. This is against Shitas Rav, which says, lo, a uber. No, the limb is aser. It's saying that the uber is permitted to be eaten. Gemara says, Ia Uber, it's telling me that's mutter, that you're allowed to eat the Uber, my irya hechzira. Who cares whether the aver goes back in or not? I feel lo hechziru, even if the aver doesn't come back, nami, that you're still allowed to eat the Uber. The Uber is going to be unaffected whether the aver comes in or doesn't come in. So that can't be the focus. That was such an obvious din, that the Uber, of course, is going to be mutter regardless. So Gemara says, Hu adin afagav de lo hechziru. Even if the aver never came back inside the mother, the entire uber, the entire calf, will be permitted. So it can't be telling me that the uber is mutter. That's a obvious point. So Gemara says no. The id the takabai misay sefer hotis rosho afa pishach zira hareza kiyalad tananami resha hechzira. The resha did not have to teach me the dinah hechzira. You're right. The uber would have been mutter whether or not the aver returned to ten in or not. But since the Seifa had to have spoken about a case of Echziro, therefore the Reisha also had to speak about a case of Echziro. What's the Seifa again? The Seifa is if the calf sticks its head out, even though the head returns back inside the mother, it's still going to be considered born regardless. So once the Seifa had to be a case of Echziro, so too the Reisha spoke of a case of Echziro, even though the Reisha really didn't have to. So that's what we learn from the Mishnah, that the Uber is permitted, but the Aver that left is going to remain Aser. So Gemara says, Seifa, my Kamashimlan, let's focus on the Seifa for a moment. What's the chiddush of the Seifa? The Seifa is telling us that if the calf sticks its rosho out, it's considered born. My Kamashimlan, the chaven the yatza rosho havi leida. We're learning here that when the head comes out, that's considered a full leida. Tanina, we already have another Mishnah that appears in Maseches Becharos, that we know the din, that the Rosho sticks out, that's considered a Leida. What's the Mishnah in Becharos? The Mishnah in Becharos is telling us Allah is a Pidyon HaBen. The Pidyon HaBen, that's where you want to learn Sugi the Pidyon HaBen. It's in the seventh parak of Becharos. It says, Ezu Bechor, Lenachla, Ve'enu Bechor LeKohanim. There are two types of Bechor when it comes to added people. We know there's a Bechor Behema Temeah, which is Petah Chamor. There's a Behema Tahora, which is a regular Bechor. There's then the Bechor of an Adam. There are two types of Bechor Adams. There's Pidyon HaBen. And there's also Bechor L'Nachla, who's going to get the double portion of the Yerusha. The difference is, Bechor L'Pidyon HaBen is when the mother's firstborn child, that's the Peter Rechem of the mother, and Bechor L'Nachla is the father's firstborn child. So you could have a father who married a widow, it will still get Bechor L'Nachla, but won't be Peter Rechem, because it's not the mother's first child, but it is the father's first child. And you could have the opposite as well. You could have a mother who married a man who already has a number of wives or married before. So it's the mother's first child. It's a Pidyon HaBen, but it's not going to be Bechor L'Nachla because it's not the father's first child. So the Gemara there talks about, the Mishnah talks about Bechor L'Nachla and Bechor L'Kohanim. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's the case where it's Ezu Bechor L'Nachla, where the child's the firstborn to the father, and will get Pishnaim of Nachla, of Yerusha, Ve'enu Bechor L'Kohanim, but will not get Bechor, will not be considered Pinyon HaBen. So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, Haba Acher Nefalim, Afa Pisha Yatze Rosho, Chai O Ben Tes, Shiyatze Rosho Mes. So the Mishnah says, the second child, the child, follows a previous child. If that previous child was a Nephil, was a stillborn, even though that animal was the right animal, I'm sorry, that child stuck its head out, it was alive, the head came out initially, or it was a Ben Tes, it was a full term, that was Rosho came out, but it was Mace, the child was born, a stillborn, still all those cases, it's not going to be Bechor L'Kohanim, the second child won't be, because since the first child was Peter Rechem, even though it was dead, but it was still Peter Rechem, it won't be considered a Pidyon HaBen. If that was the first child, but it was dead, and that child that died is not Zochet to Pidyon HaBen, neither is the second child either, because there was a Peter Rechem already before him.
But the first child is not enough to
lose. Exactly. Bechor L'Nachla, the Gemara's in Babasa talk, but it has to be Reishis Ono, where it has to be a child that the father finds connection with, that has to be alive. So since that first child wasn't alive, it didn't satisfy Bechor L'Nachla, though. So the second child will be Bechor L'Nachla, but will not be Bechor for the Kohanim. So now the Gemara's Medaik from this Mishnah. Taima de Rosha Meis, only because the child came out Meis dead, it was a stillborn. Ha Rosha Chai, if the first child came out the head alone, just the Rosha came out alive, then Lete died afterwards though. Haba Acharav Bechor L'Nachla Nami Lohavia. The first child was born with at least the Rosh was alive, so then the second child would not be any type of Bechor. So we see that Rosho is sufficient to be considered a Leida. So why do you have to repeat the same din here in the Mishnah Maseches Chulin that the Vlad, the Uber, sticks out its Rosho? That's considered a Yolad dummy, and the Shechita of the mother won't work for it. V'chi teima, if you're going to tell me that the halachas by Bechor is different than by Behema, why? V'chi teima ashme'inan ba'adam, v'kmashlam be'behema. That we have to teach a din by Adam. Maseches Bechoros is by a human. And Maseches Chulin is about a Behema. And you can't learn one for the next. Why? The Adam mi Behema lo yalef. You can't learn the halacha of Rosha being yalef from an animal to a person. De'ein prizder le'behema. There's no prizder to Behema. What's a prizder to Behema? So Rashi explains here. See Rashi, last four narrow lines of Rashi. The Adam mi behema lo yalef. The behema less they pruzder. There's no pruzder. Lifnei beis harechem shalah v'galehu u'micheven sharosh yotzei leidas nikaris. There's no pruzder. There's nothing in the way of the born. When the animal is born, the calf comes right out. There's nothing blocking the way, blocking the channel. Aval by an isha, ein rachma begolei, the rechem, that area is not exposed. Sherechayim, hayrechayim have a look, ein pruzda. The legs are blocking the area. It's like a pruzda, like a hallway leading to the rechem. In which case, ein yitzias havla nikeres yofe, ad yitzias rubo. If the head comes out by a isha, it's not too recognizable. Maybe there it won't be considered leida. That's why you have to teach the Mishnah and Maseches Becharos that even yitzias rosha by an adam is also called leida. What about the other way? Behema me adam lo yalfe. Maybe you teach the din by an adam and learn by behema as well that Rosho is considered leida. The Gemara says that too can't be learned. The chashava part of panim didei, because the din is a part of panim, a person's face. Animals all pretty much look the same. There's no like unique characteristics by all tigers look the same. All the same types of breeds of dogs look the same. But by Adam, each person has unique features to him. So part of panim is unique. So maybe by an Adam, the Rosh is chashav. So Rosh was considered Leida by an Adam, but Rosh by Behema is not considered a Leida, and therefore the teacher separate din both by Behema and by Adam, that Rosh is considered a Leida. So the Gemara says, still, Hanami Tanina, we still have another mission. This mission appears in Maseches Baba Kama, that Shilya, Shiyotza Miktsasa Asura Beachila, Kisimin Vlad, Beisha, Kach Simin Vlad Bibehemus. What's it saying here? The Shilya is the amniotic sac, I think, right? So if the Shilya comes out a little bit, so then we assume that the animal may have come along with it. So some of the, they saw the Shilya coming out. We don't see what's inside the Shilya, but we have to assume that part of the behema is inside. That was Yotze. So if Yotze Miktsas, if some of it came out, we're going to assume it's going to be Asur by the behema, and so too the simin vlad of an isha is skach simin vlad behema. So too by an isha of shilyo yatsa, we assume some of the woman comes out. So what do we see from here? We see that there's an equation between the simin vlad of a woman as it is by a behema. So look at Rashi just to explain what's going on here. Look at Rashi two wide lines down. He says shilya. Actually, no, first wide line down rather. Ha nami tanina. We have another Mishnah in our very parak that already teaches me that a behema's rosh coming out is a leida. So why teach two halachas, the same halacha rather, in two times by the behema? Dikatani, what's the Mishnah talking about? Rashi explains, shilya sheyatzuta miktsasa asur bachila. If a shilya comes out, the amniotic sac of an animal comes out partially, it's asur. Afilu mashaya befnim b'sha shchita. Even that which remains inside during shchita is still asur. Lefisha shilya simin vlad beisha v'simin vlad bebehema. If you see a shilya by a woman, you have to assume she's given birth and she's tumas yoledes. So to by behema, you have to assume if the shilya by behema, we have to assume it's born. The Chashinan explains Rashi, the Dilma Behahi Miktas Denafik, that partial Shilya that was removed, was exiting, was being born, Yatsa Rosh, maybe the Rosh of the animal, of the calf, was in that Shilya, Vavi Kiyalad, as if it was born already, so the Shchit of the mother doesn't work. So what's the question overall here is, so once we have the Halacha, that Rosho, that's Kiyalad Dami by Behema, why teach it two times in the very same parak? So the Gemara says, Iamris, where are we now? Iamris Bishlama, makes sense. Hechzira Dereisha, Dafka, Satana Seifa Atereisha. So maybe the whole Seifa in the Mishnah is unnecessary. There's no Chiddush in the Seifa here. And the Hechzira in the Mishnah and the Reisha, the Chiddush is really the Reisha. We have to go back, think what we were saying beforehand. That really Hechzira means when you put the Aver back in, the Aver really becomes permitted when you bring it back in. The focus is on the Aver, not on the Uber. The Uber is certainly permitted, but the Aver is the Chiddush, that too is permitted. And the Sefer, we just taught Hechzira because it was being consistent with the Reisha. But we couldn't teach Hechzira about the Chiddush of the Rosha, because that we already knew. So that would all make sense if, again, we paskin that the Aver that came back is Mutter. But Eir, I'm if you're going to say what we've been assuming the whole time now, Lo, the Reisha Dafka of Lo, the Sefer Dafka. The need for Hechzira is not needed for the Reisha, because the Aver is Aser according to Rav, and you don't need to teach Achzeru in the Seifa, because you already know the din of Rosho is a Kiyalid from another Misha later on. So then, so why teach Achzeru at all in the Misha if there's no Chiddush neither in the Reisha nor in the Seifa? And the Gemara says, no, lo. Li'olam, in reality, a Uber really is talking about the Uber itself, that the Uber is permitted. So isn't that obvious the Uber is permitted? Ukedama Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzcha el lemakom chasach hachanami lo nitzcha el lemakom chasach. It's talking about the area that was cut. So when the aver sticks out, so that part, when it goes back in or doesn't go back in, that's what's being discussed here. The aver itself is usher, but the part of the uber that's connected to the aver, that's a shiloh, that makom chasach, that area where it's connected, is that usher or is it mutter? So if it goes back in the aver, so the makom chasach where you draw that line, that's permitted. But if the Aver remains outside, then that Makom Chasach remains actually Aser. So look at Rashi just to make that a bit clearer here. Rashi says, Li Olam, on the bottom here, on 10 lines up, Mutter de Katania Uber. That when it says the Aver goes back in, you may eat the Uber. Udakashi lach, that question that we had, Chazar Mayahani, who cares whether the Aver goes back in? Lamakam Chasach Mehanya, it's good enough, it helps for the area that was cut off, that line of where the Aver went in and it went out. Dimlo Hichzer, if the Aver never went back in the mother, Tzarech Laniach Mimashu Bifnim, Litzarachiton Luchoschu, you have to leave some of the part that was connecting that Aver, you have to exclude, you have to assume it's Aser. But if you, the Aver comes back in, that Makom Chasach remained permitted. That's the Chiddush here of this Mishnah. The Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here. Toshma, Behema Makasha Leilet. If an animal is having a hard time giving birth, Hotzi Ubar Es Yado, the fetus, the calf, sticks its hand out, V'chziro, then brings it back in, V'charkach Shachet Es Imo, afterwards you shech the mother, Mutter V'achila, you're allowed to eat it. So we have to see what eating means. We're going to finish a brisa before we return back to this line. Shachet is imo. Let's say you shech the mother, and acharkach hechziro. And only after you shech to the mother does the calf bring somehow, it's still alive. Remember, the calf's alive. So then you shech the mother, then the calf brings its hand inside after shechita. That's aser b'achilo. Because the aver didn't experience the shechita. It was outside the womb. Hotzi is yado v'chatcha. Let's say the calf sticks out its hand. The guy cuts off the hand. V'charkach shachet is imo. And then you shech the mother. Shebechutz tameh v'aser. That which is outside is tameh and aser. What's outside? You cut the hand off of the calf. It's aser. Rashi says it's tameh because Aver min achai has a din of tuma to it. So it's tameh midin nevela. So you have the calf, sticks its hand out, you cut the hand off. That hand is now Aver min achai and tuma. And now you shech the mother. Now the mother, that which is bifnim, that part of the animal is tahor and it's mutter. Okay? Then the Mishnah says, rather the Bryce says, another circumstance is, shachet es imo, let's say you first shech the mother. Now the hand of the calf is sticking outside. While it's alive, you shech the mother, and now only afterwards, acharka chotcha habasa, then you cut off that aver that was sticking outside after the mother's been shechted already. Now the problem is, habasar magin nevela divi Rabbi Meir. Now that animal, the aver, that's outside, so when you shecht it, it becomes a nevela, and since that was attached to the uber that was inside, the entire uber now is tumas nevela, because that aver that remained outside had a din nevela to it. Everyone with me on that point?
So you shecht the mother, and then you cut off the leg, even the uber that remains inside becomes tamei nevela, according to
Rabbi? Yeah. Look at that top Rashi. Habasar, kol ha-uber v'ha-behema, even the mother, nagu be'aver v'tmeim. They're touching the aver that was outside during the shechita. That means it wasn't bechlal shechita.
So let's say you didn't cut it off. You shech the mother, and then you take the uber out. What's the status of that aver then, when you then butcher the uber?
So I think that's a good question. I'm not sure if you have like Aver min achai muraven with shechita. I'm not sure how to define it at that point. But it sounds like only once you cut it off does it become now.
When you cut it off while the uber is still living, do you have a tumas nevela on that Aver?
Probably. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. That's probably what would come out.
I understand what Rav Meir is saying, that the Aver becomes in some way a nevela, but how does it betame the rest of the uber?
Because it's touching everything, but you're saying even before you cut off.
Then what's the eitzah in that case?
There's no eitzah. It's tumah. It's tumah. I mean, you can still eat it. It's just still metame. It's not usr. It's just a tame. So it's tumah sevela. So a person who's tahor. Yeah.
But we're saying the uber is tame from the nevela of the aver.
Correct. Exactly.
But we're saying
so the uber is still mutter to eat.
Correct.
It had to be tame before you cut off the hand, otherwise it wasn't connected still to the uber.
Right.
The question then was the Rav Meir said, who cares about chatcha sabasa? What's accomplishing by chatcha then,
right,
if anything?
Just to keep the symmetry.
It could be that also, right.
Because otherwise, if you're saying it only becomes from the nevela if you cut it, then what's the nagam?
Right, exactly. Unless it's b'vasacha somehow. While you cut it, it becomes nevela and then touch it, but that's strange. Yeah. I would think also, to keep the symmetry, that's why they wrote chatcha, but seemingly it's tame even before you do the chaticha. So that's all Divrei Rabbi Meir. And comes along Chacham. The Chacham say, Chacham Omrim Maga Trefa. He says Maga Trefa Shchuta. He says no, it's actually not Nevela. It's Maga Trefa Shchuta. What does that mean? So look at Rashi, top Rashi, Maga Trefa Shchuta. Sheva Yotze, the Aver that's sticking outside, Vadain Hu Mechuber the Vishash Shchita. It's still connected to the Uber inside during Shchita. Afa pishen shchita matiras ba'achila. When shchita take a go, we discussed in the first parak, shchita accomplishes two things. It's matir something ba'achila. It also removes the tumas nevela. So what Rashi is saying here, even though the shchita is not effective legabe the heter achila, you can't eat that aver that's outside. It is effective with respect to matiras midi nevela. It removes the tumas nevela, and Rashi says it's ketrefa sheshchitasa matirasa. If you take an animal that's a trefa that has whatever trefa you want, it's missing part of the spine or something, punctured lungs, and you shecht it, that animal is also tea because it's a trefa, but it's not tame. It's not tumas nevela. That's exactly what's going on here with respect to that aver. So there's machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim whether that aver that remains outside is a tumas nevela or not tumas nevela. So that's the brisa. Our concern, though, however, says the Gemara, two lines down is, Katani Mia, we learn from this, though, Reisha, from the beginning of this Brisa, Hotzi Uber Es Yado, the Uber, the calf sticks out its hand, Vechsiro then brings it back inside, Vacharkach afterwards, Shachar Es Imo, then it shechs its mother, Mutar B'Achila, you're allowed to eat it. What's Mutar B'Achila again? My love, Aver, that even the Aver is permitted to be eaten, lo, a Uber, that the Uber is permitted. Yeah, Uber is telling me that the calf itself may be eaten, Ema Seifa, but the Seifa says, Shachar es imo, v'charkach zero aser b'achila. Via Uber, amai aser. So if you're telling me the second case of the mish of the brisa, you shech the mother and the aver remains outside, you can't eat it. Does that mean you can't eat the Uber? Of course you can eat the Uber. The Uber is still inside. So Gemara says no. Again, kidamar of Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzcha ela makom chatach. Hachanami lo nitzcha ela the makom chatach. It's talking about the area that was cut off. Whether that's permitted or not permitted, that depends on whether the aver was returned back inside or was not returned back inside. So Gemara now says, going on to the din of Rav, we said before, the Gemara says, "V'eini, is this really true?" When he came back from this place called Bechazai, also he came, Vaisi Masisi, he brought a Brisa Biyadei. What does a Brisa say? It says in the Pasuk, I read the Pasuk first, it says, V'chol behema mafreses parsa, V'shosa shesa shtei frasos male zegera, ba behema osa tochelo. So it says in the Pasuk, behema, and then it says, ba behema, it says, parsa, then it says prasos. It says, those terms are almost repeated itself. So why say parsa versus fraso, says the Gemara? So it says, hichzir achel, if parsa hichzir returns that one foot, then ochel, you can eat it. If prasos hichzir returns both feet, achel, you can eat them as well. So we see, my lav, hichzir prasa achel, prasa, hichzir prasa achel prasa, lo hichzir prasa achel uber. So if the animal returns its foot back inside, its prasa back inside, you can eat even the leg. And if you can return it inside, you could only eat the uber. So the Gemara says, "Iau e uber, my iria hichser afrilo hichser nami." So if it's telling me the status of the uber, who cares whether or not the prasa came back in and didn't come back in? So the Gemara says, "Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzcha ella lemakom chatach." It's talking about again, not of course the uber is permitted, of course the aver is not permitted. The question becomes that makom chatach, whether that's permitted or not. So what's the shaila? So we see from here, we have two psukim that teach me the makom chatach. This pasuk here of a prasa and the pasuk prasas. Why do you need two psukim telling me that if it returns the legs, you could eat makom chatach or not makom chatach? Why two psukim to teach me the same din? So Gemara says, it must be then, my lav, chale ever, chale makom chatach. One's telling me that the makom chatach is permitted or not permitted. The other one is the aver itself. So this is a kasha against Rav, who said that the aver is aser, even if it's hichziro. Here the brice implies that the aver is permitted if it's returned. And Gemara says, no. Lo, it's not telling me about the aver. The aver is vade aser, according to Rav. Chal lemakom chatach, one's telling me whether that area that was the separation is permitted or not permitted, and chat tell me which case here, the din in lekalut, if an animal b'mei para, kalut is the animal that doesn't have split hooves, where the hooves are connected, it's one, there's no split, so normally if the animal doesn't have split hooves, we know it's usher to be eaten, but let's say you find inside the cow some animal, a cow, another calf, but the calf's hooves are not split, so the halach is lekalut b'mei para, Valiba de Rabbi Shimon, Dama Rabbi Shimon, call it ben par aser. If a cow gives birth to a calf that has kalut feet, has non-split hooves, then it's aser. But that's qualified honey mile hecha the yatzal avir ha'olam. When that calf is born to the world, if you find that it's kalut, then you can't eat it. Aval, but if it remains b'me'imo, shari, if you find a ben pakua, in a cow that does not have split hooves, it's kulit, that's actually permitted. That we learn from the drasha of parsa and prasos. One din of makam chatach, and the other din of this kulit, ben para, bimei para. But legabe, the aver itself, everybody agrees, that's aser afa pi shech zero. Okay. Gemara now quotes the sheet of Ula. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes in Rabbi Yochanan, the Aver Atzma Mutter. He argues what we said above, that the Aver, if it goes back inside and then there's a Shechita, you can eat the Aver. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to the Ula, and remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one quoting Rav in the beginning of the Daf, the beginning of the Perek here. Rabbi Yehuda says to Ula, V'ha Rav U'Shmuel, Damer Tervayu, both of them hold. Aver Atzma's Aser. So Amarlei, Ula says back to him, Man Yavlon Me'afra, the Rav Shmuel, Umalin Anayin, who's going to take the dirt from the Rav and Shmuel's kever, they already were dead, and put them, fill our eyes with them. So in other words, they're not around to defend themselves of some sort. And Elahachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he kind of tweaked what Rabbi Yochanan said and gave some strength to it. Hakol Hayu Bechlal, Basar Besad the Trefa Lo Tochelu. This basar besad the treif aloso chelu, this animal, this is a pasuk rather, that implies anything that goes out to the field, which means it left its mechitza, which includes even kachim. The Gemara talks about how if you have kachim that go out yotze, kachim may not be eaten. Right? Dabar yotze is asr to be eaten. So the lacha is that basar besad the treif aloso chelu, you can't eat any meat that left its mechitza. But then the Gemara says that this pasuk implies two different isurim, that which leaves the mechitza of kachim and that animal that leaves the mechitza of its mother. So then, what happens? Kishiprat lecha kasav, and the pasuk specifies gave chatas by a chatas shiyatsa lechutz lemechitasa v'chazra asura. There's another pasuk that tells me if a carbon chatas leaves the base of Migdash, even when it comes back, that chatas remains asur forever. So why did it specify just the chatas to tell me? Chatas with the Prat Rachman Abba. The Torah specified only a chatas, once it leaves, can't be fixed up. Aval ko mili, anything else that has different mechitzos, namely a calf that was born, it's aver, and went back inside, came into Hadar, it would be shari. Here the drasha again. The drasha tells me, again, basa besada trefa lo yosuchelu, anything that went to the sada, anything that left its boundaries is asr. But if it returns back, we don't know what the halach is. So the Gemara tells me there's a pasuk that if a chatas leaves and comes back, the chatas remains asr forever. We can learn from there other items that leave, if they come back, it would be mutter. So therefore, our case, says Ula, an aver that left, although it's asr when it left the animal, when it comes back in and experiences the shechita, it would actually be permitted. So that's the din of Ula. So Gemara says, Mesive, Basa Basa the Trefa, Loso Chelu. So if there's an animal in the field, you're not allowed to eat it. Matamalomar, the Fisha Matsinu Bamaisha Shenu, Bikurim Sha'af, Apishiyatsu, Chutz Mechitasan, the Chazu Mutarim. We know there are two dinim when it comes to Zraim, that you have to take Maisha Sheni, and you have to take Bikurim, the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim of the season. You take them to Yerushalayim to eat, they must be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you walk outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside. But if you bring them back inside Yerushalayim, you may eat them again. So we see that Maisha Sheni and Bikur may be mutarin when you're chazru. Yachal Avze, one may think as well, this case as well, if a treif of an animal was born and then came back in, Yachal, this would also be permitted if it was chozer. Tamalomar treifa. We learn from the word treifa that if an aver left the mother and came back in, it remains aser. So my Tamud, what's the drasha from the word treifa? So I'm Rabba, kitreifa, ma treifa, kevin shenitchefa, shuv ein lo heter. Once an animal becomes a treifa, once an animal has a punctured lung, for example, it can never become a mutter ever again, af baser, so to meet, kevin shiyatza chotz mechitasa, when an aver left the mechitza of its mother, shuv ein lo heter, it's never permitted ever again. So this is a clear brisa, tiyufta diola dula, tiyufta. In other words, we assume like Rav and Shmuel that an aver that's yotze is aser af a pi shechzir. Okay, the Gemara now says, we'll finish off the daf quickly here. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Lefisha Matzinu B'Maisa Sheni B'Kurim Hechen Matzinu. Where do we ever find the Maisa Sheni? What's the source that Maisa Sheni and Bikurim that were in Yerushalayim, then left Yerushalayim and can't be eaten, and brought back to Yerushalayim may again be eaten? What's the source? Hechen Matzinu, Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sucha Lechel B'Sharecha, Maisa Degancha, you can't eat it in your gate, you can't eat it in your own communities, only in Yerushalayim. So we see from here, B'Sharecha Udilo Techel, you can't eat it in your own towns and villages, Aval Yatsu Chos Mechitasa, V'Chazru Mutarm, but if it goes back into Yerushalayim, the implication is you may eat it. And that was the basis for Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. And finally, the Gemara says, "We'll stop after these last few lines here." But Marava in Eretz Yisrael in the West, they would say Masne Hachi. They taught as follows: Rav Amar Yesh Leido Levarim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Leido Levarim. We had a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about an aver that was yotze, whether it's aser or mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, but Marava they learned differently. Rav says there is Leido Feivarim. Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Leido Feivarim. We'll read the Nafkmina and then we'll read Rashi for Pshat here. The Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the difference between two opinions? Ika Benayu Lemeiser Miut Aver Shbifnim to Aser the small amounts of Avarim, the limbs that remain inside. What's going on here? So look at Rashi, first wide line down. Rashi says, Yesh Leida Levarim. According to Rav, there is Leida Aver Shiyotza Hareha Aver Kiyalid. That when the Aver leaves, it's like it's born. Desula Mahani Lei Chazara. Bring it back in doesn't work. There's a Leida. When Aver was born, it was considered born. There's no fixing it. And ein leida means mahani lei chazara. Reb Yochanan holds that there is no leida. If the aver comes back inside, we don't view it as being born already, and the shechita will be effective even on that aver. So my benai, what's the nafkamina between the two? Says the Rashi, bein lishna de marava lishna kama, between the Western and Eretz Yisrael's understanding the machlokas and in Bavel's understanding. So the Gemara explains as follows. Rashi rather explains as follows: lemeiser miut aver. Let's say most of the limbs are born, and a miut of them, a minority of the limbs remain inside the mother. According to the second approach of the Marava, the Nakit Lashon Leida, usually Lashon Leida, have yalid umitaser kula. If Rov Evam are born, that means we view the animals being born, and even the miut inside is us. But Lelishna Kama, which didn't use a Lashna Leid at all, Loneser Elahayote, only that which leaves, but that which remains inside is actually permitted through the Shechita of the mother.